County Commission Chairman Steve White told KBCW most of their growth occurs within their five cities.
The county does not provide a water and sewer solution for subdivisions. So if there's going to be dense subdivisions with multiple parcels per acre, the only way you can do it is to probably annex into the city. And that's why you're seeing a lot of the growth in new annexations into Bozeman and in Belgrade and to a certain degree Manhattan and Three Forks. And then we, as county commissioners, end up with less geographic area to even manage.
A couple of factors put a damper on subdivisions in the county, including the 2008 economic downturn.
Yeah, after the recession, we just didn't have that many subdivisions, and we don't have that many today. It's there's some changes to the Water Use Act in Helena through the state legislature that has caused for subdivisions outside of incorporated communities, outside of a water sewer district, to really have bigger struggles as far as being created.
He said that agriculture is still going well in the county.
It's probably not as many acres that's being in the ag economy as it was, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago. A big industry for Gallen County is tourism. And the farmers and ranchers that are out there are still doing well. They're not selling off their land rapidly for development. Most of the development are close to the cities. And so therefore, if you had a farm ground that was on the edge of the city, sometimes that's going to be converted into a subdivision. But for the dry land farming and irrigated lands that are out away from the cities, they're going just as strong as they were, you know, 30 years ago.
Steve White, Gallatin County Commission Chairman. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.